Hello, my friends, visionaries, seekers of more. Welcome to Let's Talk. I am Shay Marville. This isn't just a podcast. It's a journey. Do you ever feel that persistent tug, yelling, whispering, crying? There's more for you. There's more in you. Are you ready to dive deep, challenge your beliefs, evolve your perspectives? Together, we'll explore the depths of self-discovery, unlocking talents, passions, and potentials. One conversation at a time. Sometimes I will remind you to unleash your greatness. Sometimes we'll have a guest modeling their greatness. Sometimes we'll meditate. So sit back, open your mind, embark on this journey to unleash what? You. Let's begin. Here's a practice meditation. The topic is learning to rest, an invitation. In the chaotic hustle and bustle of life, it often feels as though there's no place to find solace or refuge. Our minds become entangled with many thoughts, worries, anxieties, and responsibilities constantly demanding our attention or taking our attention away. However, it is precisely in these overwhelming moments that we must make a conscious, intentional decision to pause and seek peace within ourselves. Yes, I said it. Peace within ourselves. It's possible. Resting in oneself is a form of meditation, a practice that allows for a temporary detachment from the external distractions. And guess what? It creates a deep connection with our inner being, with our inner voice, with the deep, quiet part of us that we often don't listen to. It is a deliberate act of self-care and introspection, enabling us to recharge our minds, our bodies, and our souls. Yes, I said it. Listen, we are conditioned actually out of understanding how to use our mind and our body and our spirit. And that when you pay attention to your mind and your body and your spirit, it actually activates a sense of calm and peace and truth in you. When we choose, like when we are deliberate in deciding to rest in ourselves, we acknowledge the necessity to carve out time and space for personal reflection. And rest actually produces rejuvenation. It is during this respite from the world and the noise and social media and comparison and materialism and consumption, all the things that burden us and take our time and take up space in our mind, that make us unclear, all these things, they become less important when we start to practice silence and quiet and notice the breath in and out. By detaching from the external chaos, we can focus on nurturing our well-being and restoring the delicate balance between our physical, mental, emotional, spiritual beingness, dare I say, the realm of us. Moreover, resting in ourselves is always, it's always about creating a quiet conversation. It allows us to discern our values and intentions. It allows us to build understanding and acceptance of our thoughts, of our desires, of our aspirations. It is a profound journey to pay attention to the silence of who we are. It produces self-discovery. It unravels all the layers of the external gaze and being focused on what other people think and what other people need. And it's simply about being present in yourself, with yourself. And I know it's hard to believe that silence and noticing of one's breath and being with yourself can produce such an outcome. But trust me, if you take 10 minutes every day, it's not about sleep, it's not about relaxing even, it's really about becoming still and resting your thoughts, resting the incessant conversation inside, and just being present, not with the world, but with yourself. You see, this world is so fast-paced. We have to take time. We have to carve time for ourselves. And in doing so, we not only fortify our own resilience in the face of adversity, but also enhance our capacity for empathy, compassion, understanding of self, non-judgment, acceptance. And then we can actually offer it to others. Only by deeply loving and paying attention to ourselves can we be present for the world around us. I'm not saying this is easy, especially in a distracted world. But when you make the decision to stop and rest amidst the chaos of the world chattering constantly, oh, I'm telling you, it's like being in a desert and then drinking the most delicious spring water. The benefits are immeasurable to our mind, to our well-being. It's through this act of resting, of becoming mindful, that we find solace, clarity, and even self-discovery. By nurturing our inner selves, we cultivate and strengthen the truth of who we are from the inside. And that helps us to navigate the challenges and complexities of being a human being, of being with other humans, of facing the hardships of life, of emerging from the last 3 years. So, in this moment, I want to encourage you to embrace the serenity that is innate in you. I want to encourage you to see yourself as an adventure, as a journey, and that when you are a journey woman or a journey man or a journey human, learning to rest is a form of renewal. Certainly, you are deserving of renewal and rest. So, as you quiet your mind, don't know if you're in bed or if you're sitting in a chair or you're at work or on a train, hopefully not in a car. Please don't be in a car. I want to encourage you to lay down or to sit up and ground your feet and ground your hands on the center of your body, on your extraordinary, extraordinary belly. And I hope your belly is round and soft. I hope your belly is relaxed. And I want to encourage you to take a simple breath here through the nostrils. The mouth is closed. The space between your eyebrows is relaxed. Your stomach expands. Like literally, it expands as you breathe in. And then if you can, hold your breath here for one, for two, for three, for four. And now, on the count of six, begin to release by opening the mouth and relaxing the belly. Six, five, four, three, two, one. And you'll notice that your body is a little more relaxed, a little softer. And your mind, even though the mind is thinking, it's a little more quiet. And this time, I want you to take another breath here. And I want you to tense your entire body, your toes, your knees, your thighs, your hips. Make a fist with your hands. Close your eyes and tighten them and breathe into your nostrils and let that belly expand as wide as you can. And hold for one, for two, for three, for four, for five. And now open the mouth and relax the toes and release the tension in the body and exhale for six, for five, for four, for three, for two, and for one. Let's do one more. And yes, you deserve this. Yes, you do. You do deserve this moment to just rest, breathe in. Tighten the toes, make a fist with the hands, tense the entire body, and breathe in through the nostrils. Breathe in for three, and for two, and for one. Now notice, did your stomach expand? If it didn't, breathe in two more breaths and allow your belly to expand as wide as you can while you tense your toes. So for one, two, how about three? Now hold, 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 hold. Release your toes and your fist and the tension in your body. Release your exhalation on six, on five, on four, on three, on two, and on one. Gently, softly, the mind does not stop, and thank goodness it doesn't. But it's a little more quiet, a little softer. And you rest, rest here. Rest now and let everything go and we So we wrap up another episode of Let's Talk. Remember, my friends, visionaries, seekers, self-discovery is your birthright. Each day, another step on this journey. Don't wait for the world to see the greatness in you. Recognize it in yourself. Embrace it and share it. And if today's conversation resonated with you and you're yearning for more, I invite you to explore The Marvel Way, a roadmap to personal growth at www.coachshaymarville.com and at www.shaymarvilleletstalk.com and at shaymarville at Instagram. Listen, I'll find you, you find me. We inspire, uplift, and unleash our potential together. And until next time, stay curious.